7:15. MPs will debate Brexit today and tomorrow, getting their say on the bill to trigger Article 50. But what will the country at large make of it? Well, there's a by-election being fought in Stoke-on-Trent Central at the moment, a seat that had been held by Labour. So we may get some idea from the result of that next month. Stoke was the city with the highest proportion of Leave voters at the referendum. Ross Hawkins reports on the campaign there.
Cabbage 60 pence each, your broccoli 70 pence a head.
Mention one recent vote here and you'll stop the shoppers in their tracks.
This area really voted for them to come out, didn't they?
This referendum involved a bigger picture than what the election is. I think that meant more to people.
The referendum's still a hot topic. The contest to become the new MP here, not so much.
Were you aware there was a by-election?
I'm not sure, no. No.
You've not heard of it?
No, I haven't, no.
That's no surprise. At the general election, they had the lowest turnout in the country. Only about half the voters bothered to vote.
Any bowl on the table a pound today?
Come the referendum, though, the turnout across Stoke was higher, and 70% of those who made their voices heard chose to leave.
I've been open about this, so I voted to remain.
Surprising, perhaps, then, that the Conservative candidate, Jack Brereton, was a Remainer. I asked him several times why he'd made that decision.
I voted Remain, and I've been open and honest about that because, you know, but we need to get beyond that. It's about now delivering.
Just for a second, I don't want to get beyond that. I want you to explain to me why you voted Remain.
This is about ensuring that we have an election that delivers Brexit, and this election is ensuring that that vote locally is respected.
I wasn't certain. I got my answer. And in the Museum Cafe, another Remain voter and candidate, Labour's Gareth Snell, who tweeted a poem about Brexit too rude to read on the radio.
It's not language I'd want my grandmother to hear, it's not language I'd want my daughter to use, but it was out of frustration that I said that.
Frustrated too, it seems, with Jeremy Corbyn, who he's criticised online, calling him a friend of Hamas. Did he think then that Labour's leader would be a good Prime Minister?
If we go into the election and Jeremy is our leader, then I will campaign hard to make sure that Jeremy is the Prime Minister.
I'd be amazed if you wouldn't, as a Labour MP. Would Jeremy Corbyn make a good Prime Minister?
No, I've said Jeremy is the leader of our party. I will campaign for whoever the leader of our party is to be Prime Minister. And if that's Jeremy, then I will do all I can to make sure he steps through the door of 10 Downing Street.
Eventually, he tells me Jeremy Corbyn would do a fantastic job. The Lib Dems asked to meet at the University Student Union, where Dr. Zulfikar Ali is after support, saying he's the sole candidate who'd vote against triggering Article 50.
I'm very, very confident that we can win this seat and that we should win this seat. We are the only opposing party here. Everybody else is in kind of alliance.
Is Stoke itself, it is Bearslem.
Which these one more candidate, an outsider, a bit shaky on local knowledge, like the name of the six towns that make up Stoke-on-Trent.
Is the last one is... Oh, you'll have to tell me, I've fallen on that one. I do know, though.
UKIP leader Paul Nuttall, much more certain about his chances.
If we turn this into a referendum on Brexit, we win this seat. It really is as simple as that. The Liberal Democrats did it in Richmond, which was a big Remain seat. If we do the same, then we're in with a really good chance.
By standing himself, he's betting a lot on that idea. And if he turns out to be wrong, in a place so firmly Leave, but so historically firmly Labour, his long-cherished theory that UKIP are a real threat to Jeremy Corbyn's party could yet be left in tatters.
Ross Hawkins reporting there, and there is a full list of candidates for the Stoke-on-Trent by-election on the BBC News website.